There we go.
Ow, that hurt.
Oh, did something get really loud?
No, just you were just like, oh, there we go. Okay.
And then you said, that really hurt. All right, let's start the show, Lee.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on. There we go.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is pretty neat.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that keeps on going no matter what you try to do. You can't stop it. It can't be stopped. It's like, bad thing. Something. I lost it there, so I'm out of touch, or out of practice. Out of touch, out of practice. But joining me, as always, is the lovely and in practice, Lee.
Hi! Lee. Dragon Con.
Lee, holy yes,
crap.
Dragon Con, exactly. I don't know what I'm doing yet. Yeah.
I don't know what Lee in practice means, but okay.
You.
I'm not touching it.
On your off days, you practice Lee.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. Yeah. I mean, I really can't believe it is 50 days to Dragon Con when you put this up. And that is just absolutely a tiny bit terrifying.
Yeah.
Just in case.
It shows up every year pretty much at the same time. And it's hard to imagine that roughly 315 days have gone by since last time. I mean, we've had, since we've been gone, we've had half the population disappear and then reappear.
Yes.
Spoiler, I suppose. But I imagine anybody who's listening to this knows what's happened.
That's exactly true. If you don't know some of so this might have spoilers to things. We will do our best not to spoil anything that, like, oh, I don't know, just came out in the last week or two. To a huge extent, but yeah.
Well, so, technically, since we're recording this like 5-6 days in advance, that would just be whatever is coming out today, really, or yesterday.
Okay, well, that's true. Well, you know, it's interesting as you say that. I have so many questions on that, and I haven't seen Spider-Man Far From Home yet. You've already seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope I have some questions, and I really hope it answers them. I'm ready.
I think it probably does. I mean, it fills in some of the, what do you call it? The discrepancies of what happens when, when major events that have happened in the previous two films, have occurred. Well, actually, I guess there's three films. Was it?
No.
Did Captain Marvel go between Endgame and?
It came out between them.
Because at the end, before the snap, he pages Captain Marvel. That's right.
Okay. He pages her. Yeah. And I wanted that on Think Geek, which is now gone.
Since we've been gone, a whole entire geek website's disappeared. Well, been consumed.
Consumed, and hopefully we'll still have some, but. Come on, man. Where are you supposed to get all these geek shirts? Oh, wait. Cons.
That's the better place to go, Dragon Con. Visit our fine merchant tables. Found in aisles A through 7,000.
Yes. And the good news about those tables is they are still in America's Mart. So, yay. If you've been to Dragon Con already, you know where America's Mart is, and they're still there.
And the line will probably still exist.
Likely.
Certainly on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Most likely on Sunday. You can probably go walk right in on a Friday. So get there early.
I don't know about Friday. I've always heard Friday is a little better, yes.
Yeah, it is. And Sunday towards the end of the day is usually okay. Monday, definitely you can walk.
Monday is awesome. Yes. I always go on Monday between like end of con for the panels mm-hmm. and when we do some dead dog parties and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a wide open at that point.
Yeah, if you have an opportunity, if you've been one of those people that leaves, you know, Sunday or early Friday, Monday, mm-hmm. and you sticking around for the merch area on a Monday might be a good reason to delay your flight out for a couple of hours just so you can go in there when it's not 100% insane.
That is true. Yes. And also on Monday, there is still the Walk of Fame, which is where our big name guest will be, if you don't remember that. And a lot of them, it kind of depends on what's going on with their work, because they are all jobbing actors, as we say. But a lot of them are still there. And that's a time when there are, again, fewer people. So you might be able to have a minute or two more with them to chat.
So, by the way, we should probably put this out there, since somebody might stumble across this podcast thinking it's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast of some sort.
Live
Dungeons and Dragons, because we don't have enough of those. We need like about 40 more. Actually I do quite enjoy listening to them on occasion. This podcast has been going on for, well, 11 years, 10 years with Lee. In the 11th year, 11 years going back, I think I interviewed Lee was the only thing that the podcast did. But since then, Lee and I have been doing, this podcast as a joint effort, not as in a Illinois joint effort or California or Colorado.
Oh, that effort. Yeah.
But as together effort. And
codependence in some ways, but exactly. Not with that. Yeah.
And it's all about Dragon Con. We mm-hmm. spend a lot of our time interviewing mostly directors and some staff. Mm-hmm. Occasionally we'll do things like this where it's just us talking about, you know, coming, starting up the Dragon Con season. And we're going to discuss what's been announced. Well, a lot of what's been announced, who the guests are in this episode. So that's what you can expect. I think we'll start now. Well, go ahead, Lee.
Hi, Noel. One of the things I wanted to say is if this is your first Dragon Con, or maybe you've just found this podcast about Dragon Con, just remember, when we start talking about people who are attending, it is as of the day we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of the guests and professionals that come are working people. Or the guest, of course, the movie, TV stars, things like that, even authors, they're working, so they may have something else that comes up and they have to drop Dragon Con, but those are announced. And one of the things that we always get asked is, Dragon Con just told us this person was coming and then canceled it. No, Dragon Con has a policy that they don't say somebody's coming until they have the contract in hand.
But
so
even,
if they
even,
say it's coming,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Even then there's chances that the guest might have signed the contract and the next day, very next day, received an offer to appear in the
next Marvel
Alpha Flight movie that Marvel's making now.
Alpha Flight? They are not making an Alpha.
They're not
are
making
they really?
An Alpha Flight.
Oh, damn.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure at some point they'll get around to it.
You know, I was excited because that one has Captain Canada in it.
And Puck.
And Puck.
And Sasquatch. You should be happy with Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Exactly.
And
then the following year after Alpha Flight, we do get the person who played Sasquatch. And so Lee tries to make her case, since she's the X-Track director, it's Sasquatch. Therefore, it belongs in X-Track.
It's Sasquatch and it's mine. Yes, I will totally. Actually, that would be the paranormal track. And
oh,
I
that's
will.
True.
I have that Sorry. Argument ready. I've probably got all 20. Points right now. So as John keeps saying, Lee, a track director. So track directors, Dragon Con is huge, people. It's not little. It's huge. Big. So it is something going on 24/7, mm-hmm. which some of us, John and I, are old mm-hmm. and we go to bed. But if you are at 3 a.m. saying, I want to see what else is going on, the game room is open. There's drum circles. There may be some official Dragon Con raves. My son, always on, I think it's either Saturday or Sunday night, goes to a rave at like 3 a.m. I don't know. But yeah, so there's always something going on. And tracks are, they're fandom tracks. And if you go on the website, it'll say what to do. And they're down there. But a lot of the fandoms have them. So we have them from everything from adult literature to X-Track, which is my track about, you know, government conspiracies and things like that. So, you know, aliens, you know, Project Blue Book, stuff like that. So that's what we do, and it's a lot of fun. So the tracks really help you know what's going on in your fandom. And Dragon Con is over 5 hotels. Oh, help us, which is a really nice walk. If you're trying to get your steps in, doing those 5 hotels once or twice a day will get you a whole heck of a gajillion steps. So that's really good. Mm-hmm. And then we have the, as we talked about, the America's Mart, which will be where the merchandise is. And also, if I'm correct, the gaming is now in there. So I will get that checked. But we're going to talk to the gaming director anyway.
It was there last year, so.
I don't think it's moved. I think they got it in maybe a little bit bigger room, or they swapped something a little bit, but it's all good. So, yeah. So, and then there are different levels. There's a guest who is somebody, you know, you want to think about an author, a person who's on a TV show or been in a movie, or maybe even a writer for TV or movies or things like that. Voice actors, mm-hmm, and animators and comic people. They're all the actual guests. Then we have what we call professionals, which are people actually named like John Boutel, who does podcasts and produces this one. And he is actually a professional. Those are people who work or maybe have a hobby of sci-fi, but it may not be their, you know, only job. So that's really good. And those people come. And then we just also have panelists or guests or volunteers who are willing to talk on panels and things like that. So it's always great. And it's a lot of fun. So that's the different levels. So yay.
Yep. So of course, one of the major things is guests. And we already have a
guest. We have lots.
We have lots. Now, what's interesting about Dragon Con is, yeah, they do, as I think Lee was going to say, they do get announced more and more frequently as the closer we get to Dragon Con, probably to about 30 days out, and they start to slow down again. And then typically Dragon Con, sometimes, a lot of times, likes to surprise people, and like a week or two out, we'll have another guest that maybe they were working on, maybe they couldn't get originally, but then shows up as available all of a sudden. Right. So that's, I mean, famously that happened with Nimoy and Shatner, right?
Yeah, famously. Yes. Yes, it did. It happened 2 weeks before Con.
Yeah. And that made everyone scramble. Yeah. So, Lee, you've got a list of folks there. Do you want to start running through them?
I'll start running through some of them.
I'll do some engineering stuff over here.
Okay. I'm not going to run through them all. The best idea is to go to www.dragoncon.org, and it says who to see. And then you click on that, and it has a little drop down, and it'll give you all the guests. And you can either do it alphabetically if you're looking for a specific person, or there's a little click where you can do it that they've been announced by date. So you can kind of keep a running tally. There are some people, there is a Dragon Con Twitter, and there is a Dragon Con Facebook. People are sometimes announced there before they get on. The webmaster has a chance to put them on the web. So just FYI on that. But, you know, we've got some really great people. If you are somebody who's into animation, a lot of people have already been announced. Also, we have some puppetry people coming who are arts educators or puppet builders and performers of puppets, which is always interesting. We have bands that come. There are a lot of bands that come, which is great. Then a lot of them you don't really see, like, until you go to a fandom con. Like, I'm not going to say it right. Brobdingen? I don't know.
Who? The bards?
Bards.
Yeah, the yes. Bards. Yeah, the bards. That's bards. What we just call them, the bards. That's bards. What everyone calls them, is the bards. No, I don't know if anybody ever calls them that.
I have
that.
No idea.
But, I'm sure yeah. Somebody does. Well, we do. You and I do. So that's all that matters.
Mostly because we can't say the other word. But So yeah, that's what we're doing. And the guests are listed there, but right now some of the big names that just came out, George Takei is now coming, which is going to be awesome.
Oh my.
I can't wait to hear whatever he wants to say about current events, because trust me, this, if you've ever read his Twitter, he has a lot of thoughts about, Japanese internment camps and current events. So he'll be very interesting to see. And great, of course, to see Sulu, right? Then we also have, and I'm probably saying it wrong, I hope I'm not, but Kerry Elwes, or Elwes, I don't know.
I agree with Elwes.
Elwes? Okay, good. And Shannon Purser, who, these are two Stranger Things guests. Of course, you know Kerry Elwes as Wesley in Princess Bride, but he's been in
also
a whole lot.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I mentioned before the show, Psych, he was a recurring character. He's a master art thief.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So, he was in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, which is great. And then Shannon Purser was Barb, but she's also been in Riverdale and other Barb in Stranger Things.
She also does voice work, too, on She-Ra, right?
Yes, she does. She does. So that's really great. So those are some people that just were announced just recently. There are a lot of Once Upon a Time people coming. Lana Paria, Bix, I have no idea. Rebecca Matter, Karen David, some others are great. So, I mean, it's just really big. There are a lot of people coming. This is a banner year for Farscape. So we've got a lot of Farscape people coming. Gigi Edgley and a few others have already been announced, which is great if you're a Farscape fan. But it's really hard to just read through this list because there are always so many people. And what you're interested in, I mean, you might be thrilled that Brian Holloway is coming because he's a professional actor, director, costume, makeup artist. Mm-hmm. And he's done a lot of stuff. So, and he's the current makeup supervision for the fan series Star Trek, The New Voyages, Phase 2. So you've got something like that then. Or maybe what you're really interested in is maybe because we have something called EFF, which is the Electronic Frontiers. And
Foundation,
right?
Yes. Frontier. Hold on. Wait. I always get mixed up because there is the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and then there's the EFF that's at Dragon Con, which, though they cover the same areas, are not necessarily affiliated in that manner.
Very likely. But these EFF is the track that really talks about what's going on in privacy, what else is going on in that electronic frontiers, what's going on with tracking you and the new issues in what's ethical hacking. That's a real big issue right now. And so things like that. And if you're interested in something like that, Laura Montgomery is coming. She is someone who practices space law in private practice. She has had 2 decades with the Federal Aviation Administration, where she works on the space law branch. I have no idea what the space law branch is, but now I want to go and find out because it sounds really cool.
Now, for clarification, it's Electronic Frontiers Forums at Dragon Con. Frontier Foundation is the organization that's larger, not really, it's not part of Dragon Con, but they do have guests from there that come to the forums.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, so, also, we, at Dragon Con, you'll see them. You'll see all these amazing cosplays. You'll see cosplay from everything from Baby Groot, who was so damned cute years ago in his little Groot suit with the pot. It was on suspenders. It was adorable.
Groot suit boogie.
John Gunn.
I said Groot suit boogie.
Groot suit boogie, yeah. James Dunn was at Dragon Con that year and actually took a picture and put him on his Twitter. It was so cute. So what we have people like that. And then we also have some people who will give you, they're mostly considered professionals. These aren't always guests, but who will give you information on cosplay. We have a costuming track and we have people that talk about that. How do they put their things together? How much, you know, what's the difference between hand sewing and, I don't know, machine sewing and what's better for what or things of that nature. But one of the people who has been on this podcast before and we will have on again is Faith Combs. She is someone who can dress as a whole lot of Disney princesses. And over the past, I think this will be the 4th year or 5th year, she will tell us they have worked with the it's changed its name. It's no longer Kaleidoscope. It is
Kids Track.
Kids Track. And they work with Kids Track to get pretty much a whole lot of Disney and Marvel and DC and everybody to come and be so that kids can go in and get pictures with them. And Faith works with a group that ensures that you don't have 12 Ariels. This is one Ariel who's there. There's one Moana who's there. There's one. It's awesome. There's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. there, which I thought was hysterical. They've had Nick Fury has been there. So you've got everything. And of course, Batman and Robin and Wonder Woman and things like that. So, I mean, you name it, it's probably going to be there. I'm waiting to see if they're going to have a Wreck-It Ralph. I just really want to see Wreck-It Ralph and Penelope. I would love to see Penelope. I think that's great. So this is great. And they do that a nice long time period so that parents and kids can come and take their pictures and they get to talk to the kids, because especially little kids, they think Spider-Man that is at Dragon Con is Spider-Man, you know, depending on their age. And that sense of wonder, I haven't lost it for certain things, and I hope I never do. But, you know, it's up to us to build the next generation of geeks, guys, whether you make them yourself, you are just a friend, you're doing whatever, but, you know, next generation of geeks is up to us. And so there you go. And it's a lot of fun for that. So look at that and see. I mean, it's really hard to read this. What we'll be doing as we go forward is each time we talk about this, we'll kind of start at a point and we'll say, okay, who's been added since the last one?
Right.
And that also lets you know, what day we're kind of filming it on.
I will point out, since we kind of went away from guests for a little bit, essentially the entire cast of iZombie will be there.
Oh, yes, that's right. iZombie, yes. We have a friend of ours who is going to be very, very excited about that.
Well, you're talking to a guy who's very, very excited about that.
Oh, are you? I didn't really watch iZombie.
Oh, I love it. It's one of the shows that we watch as a family. And sad to see it's going away. This is its last season. Interestingly, so we've been watching this season and we're like, why are they introducing more plot points? How are they going to finish it? Because we thought there was only 10 episodes. And the last of those 10 episodes is coming out, this coming Thursday.
Ooh.
And then I learned that, they actually have 3 more episodes after it. But they just don't have dates for them yet. So I'm not sure what they're going to do with those last 3 episodes, but there are 3 episodes that are scheduled to have been shot or whatever that are going to air. It's just, I don't know when they're going to air. But iZombie's leaving, but they literally have every main character from that show. I think the only person I've not seen is Donnie.
And that may be because they can't ensure it right now, right? Yeah. These are, as we say, but, these are job and actors.
They literally have every, seem to have, I mean, well, Babineau, they have the whole night, everyone.
Yeah. And a lot of shows that if you start thinking about them, like, you're like curious, because I'm a huge fan of Lucifer. Mm-hmm. I am so glad Netflix picked it up. It is just as wonderful as it always is. We've got 4 people from Lucifer coming. So that's really awesome. We've got, you know, Amy Garcia is coming, DB Woodside. So it's really going to be a good Lucifer group. And even though John really tries never ever to talk about this show, we have.
So there's other shows that are going to be.
Doctor Who people. I'm not. Stop it. But also, David Tennant is coming. So you might know David Tennant from Doctor Who.
Oh, no. I know him from this thing called Good Omens.
Yes. His Crowley.
And Jessica Crowley. Jones.
And Jessica Jones. Oh, so evil in Jessica Jones. Which I'm sure he's a lovely man. I don't mean that he's evil. The character was evil. So, yes. Amazing person who has done so much work. We've got other of his. I just saw her name and then it. Well, yeah. Martha Jones, Freema, and I am not going to try to do that last name. I will get it next time. We'll get it when we talk to Brit Track. But she was on Doctor Who and Torchwood is Martha Jones, so companions. I think Rose was already mentioned at one point coming. I don't know. And then, you know, also, like, we can talk about every show you like. I think there's some Riverdale people coming, John. I think I saw that. I know that there's CW's The 100. So if you like a show...
Warehouse 13.
Warehouse 13. There you go. We have people coming from the warehouse, and that's always good, which is, I can see her little face. Why can't I get it? Allison Scagliotti is coming. My husband just said, that's why you can't get her name out.
I mean, but, technically we have guests that have been on Lost coming again.
Okay, so people are like, why are we talking about Lost? So, yes, I've already actually even put something in. So, Lost is on Extract as a show. No, it's fine. No, Lost is on Extract as a show. And it's a wonderful show and has so much fandom love, which is great. 2 years ago, I said this will be the last Lost panel we do unless we finally get guest stars.
So we did, we hosted a, what do we call it?
A Lost Wake.
Awake. Yeah, we had it. We hosted Awake for the panel, and we had a great send off as far as I'm concerned of what, you know, what was lost. We all everyone who was there got into the whole groove of, you know, basically we're just saying goodbye to our friends. You know, we were like, you know, I don't know why DragonCon. Now, say this. I don't know why DragonCon never invited any Lost guests. I'm sure they tried to get guests. It's just, again, what we talked about at the beginning, the guest process involves a lot of people. It involves a lot of contracts and things like that. And, you know, some people may require more than other people that may not be obtainable by DragonCon, and various reasons why. Actors are busy. Various reasons why they might not have had it. But the irony is, Lee, go on.
The irony is just the next... a lovely lady who was in this little movie called Ant-Man and Wasp and also writes young adult lit came to DragonCon, and it was like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? How can Angeline Lilly finally come to DragonCon? And of course it's after I said there'll be no Lost. No, we'll not talk about Lost unless they're guests. So, but she was only there for 2 days, so she couldn't do a Lost panel. So, but she did talk about Lost. And now, oh, so amazing. We have Mark Pellegrino, who was Jacob in Lost. And I'm like, are you joking? So he's coming. And now there's that. So people are like, yeah. And what I've done, and I did it last year too, is I sent a nice email and said, in case they are willing to do a panel just on Lost, I'm putting in my request now. And they said, yep, we got it. You're in the list. We got you.
Yeah, there's a couple of other people that have lesser characters like that were in Lost. But yeah, I mean, but the irony is just that that's how the con works. It's just sometimes you can't get the guests when you want them. And then suddenly when you don't want them anymore, not that we don't want them,
no, but sometimes you're like, okay, we're never going to get Gillian Anderson. We're never going to get William Shatner. Well, guess what?
They show up.
They show up. And it's great. And it's wonderful. And we're really glad. But you're just, I give up. I just go, whatever. You just kind of learn to roll with it a lot in DragonCon. Yep. And that's really great. What other thing you might be asking is, well, how do I see the guest? What are the da, 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 da. Okay, so first of all, the guest will be doing at least one panel a day, and you'll have get a phone with an app on it. Get a phone that'll take apps, i.e. not a BlackBerry, even though I don't even know anybody uses BlackBerry anymore. John?
No, I don't. Your Microsoft phone, probably not a good one to use either. Basically, yeah, you want an Android or iPhone.
Yeah. You want an Android or iPhone, and you can download the DragonCon app, and it will have all the guests that are coming, but it'll also have each day what's going on for panels. So if what you're looking for is to see Mark Pellegrino, you can see his name, and it'll tell you where he is at different times, and then you can go and look at those and where they are in the rooms, and you can go and see him. You just sit in a big room with a lot of other people, and there's a Q&A. You get in line and you ask a question, and then somebody else asks another question, and it's all great.
So I'm going to avoid saying what the line rules are at this point, because we'll cover that maybe with one of the more senior members and discuss what the exact. So I'm putting a moratorium this year on actually saying, because 2 years ago I experienced I got a day where I was actually able to do some stuff with my family who had come up that one year. I got to experience a line firsthand and realized it isn't like it what used to be back before I started doing this and started participating more in panels and doing stuff that didn't involve being in line. It has changed over the years, and it is a lot more difficult to get into the bigger panel rooms than it has been in the past. I don't know if they're addressing that this year, and but the point is that it is different. Now, my understanding, and Lee, maybe you can confirm this, they've renamed their security staff to safety staff. Is that correct?
That is what I've heard as well.
Okay. And that is probably to put on emphasis that the people that are there helping you get in line, they're there for your safety. They're not there for, to be bullies or anything. They're volunteering their time, and they're there to just help you, have a safe experience at DragonCon. Again, we'll probably get into the reasoning for changing that, that name later. But I imagine that's probably along those lines. Cause when you say security this day and age, it has a lot of connotations that maybe DragonCon doesn't want to, give to volunteers. Yeah. So, and you notice I say volunteers too, not staff, which is another thing that I'm also very conscious of these days. They are not staff. They don't work for Dragon Con. They are volunteering their time, just like you volunteering your time to stand in that line. I guess that's what we're saying they're doing. I don't know. Remember these guests that you want to see. If you're coming to DragonCon to see just one guest or even just two guests, you're coming to DragonCon for the wrong reason.
Exactly true. Because if you're coming, it's always something I hear is, oh, I only wanted to see this person and they canceled. Okay. DragonCon for that.
Mm-hmm.
Those creation cons where they only have that show and those people, because you're not going to, what's going to happen at DragonCon? You could be in a room that gets full.
Mm-hmm.
Room right now we have, if I'm correct, is 100. Okay, there are 80,000 people at Dragon Con last year. Do the math in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on who it is, David Tennant probably going to be a line, and maybe not. But the good thing is Dragon Con does some great things, which we have Dragon Con TV. Mm-hmm. And that is in all five of the host hotels and around the con. So if you're in the Marriott and you're open area, there's actually in the Marriott there's a big TV right in on the Pulse bar level, and right below that in their bar area, also in the Hyatt, it's in that area that you can actually sit there and watch the panel as it's going on, either in your hotel room for certain ones of them, or right there while you're still mixing and mingling and watching, you know, people watching just regular for DragonCon. So that's really great and a lot of fun too, and that's something DragonCon's really worked at, is to do that. I always think it's really when he says I just came for this to Dragon Con. I remember doing that when I first started, and that is 20 mm-hmm. so many years ago, and I was just coming because there was a show, X-Files, and I heard about this sci-fi convention, maybe they're doing something about it. They had very little on X-Files that time. I mean, it was a new show. There were some fandom panels of people just talking about it, and it was great because we all talked. But, you know, they didn't have any guest stars, didn't have any of that. We're like, it's all right, fine. But then I just realized, wait, they've got Star Trek and Star Wars stuff here? They've got this, they've got that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a big Star Wars movie coming out this year, folks.
Is there?
Just a big one. There is. It's in December. Oh, I can't wait. I'm counting it down.
I've heard of this Star Wars thing. Is there some, you know, Is there some sort of universe around it, or
there is a little bit of a Star Wars universe? Yep, there is a Phantom track on that. There is, you know, even Star Trek, and you can
Star Trek has a panel. I mean, if you can believe it,
can love both.
Star Trek, little thing called Star Trek.
I'm sticking out my tongue at John. There's this little thing called Star Trek, little thing called Brit that has all this stuff. We got a steampunk, or what we call alternate history.
No, it got a name change too.
It did get a name change too. Yes,
it's alternate history and fiction.
I think it is, yeah, because I think some of the writers, they're pushing that fiction, because adult lit in Dragon Con is now adult lit fantasy, adult lit urban fantasy, and adult lit, I think, just straight sci-fi. So if you think of people like Pern, would be adult lit fantasy. You think about, what's her name? She writes about the vampires. Anne Rice. I just use Anne Rice. And I know there's somebody else and I can't remember her name. Anne Rice would be in dark fantasy, which is a track because she writes about vampires, which is this urban fantasy kind of thing. I said dark fantasy, sorry, urban fantasy. And then you can just have straight sci-fi. You want to talk about Heinlein. You want to talk about Ursula Gunn. You know, those are going to be right there. So, yay. So you got all that. And there are so many writers putting out so many wonderful books. I think this is just books and movies and TV and even fan works. There's just such an amazing, this is an amazing time to be a fan. It's so great.
So,
but yes, you love both Star Wars and Star Trek, and many of us do.
So the track name now is alternate, alternate and historical fiction. Track.
There we go. Awesome. That's a good name. I like that name.
Yeah, and it its little tagline here on its official page is Dragon Con's home for movies, TV shows, musicals, books and other media about true history, could have been history, never was history, and stories that jump between.
Yeah.
So your things like I would imagine was it Man in the High Castle.
Man in the High Castle
would
be
something that would like that. Fall neatly into there. So
exactly. And where John's looking at all of this, where all of them are, again, DragonCon.org website, which is what to do, and you click on it, it's got a little drop down, fan tracks. Boom, there you go. And it's great. And then they also have what to do about gaming and the workshops and the contest and the Walk of Fame. One thing we didn't talk about, John, and I want to say this really quick. Dragon Con can tell you, for Walk of Fame is where the big guests go and they'll have a table and you can pay to get an autograph. Mm-hmm. Every guest sets their payment. Dragon Con doesn't. So, and some people I'll see, especially on the Facebook site as we get closer, When are they going to be doing signings? When are they going to be doing pictures? And how much are they going to cost? Dragon Con doesn't know. So, you know, often that will be listed on that guest's page somewhere if they have their own internet page, not through Dragon Con. And you can start seeing it. There will be times that you get to sign up for some of those group pictures. One John and I both just talked about before he started recording. Is he around? He walked away, but
I'm here.
Okay, good. One of them was Chris Carter. That was wrong. Chris Evans, our lovely Captain America, at SDCC, that other kind of media convention that's on that West Coast thing. Somebody paid the $200 cost of getting a picture with Chris Evans so that they could salute America's ass. And that is freaking brilliant. And if he ever came to Dragon Con, I think I'd get a group together to do that, because that's just beautiful. I mean, just, you know, America's ass, John.
It's
around 4th of July. It's just so, you know, emotional.
It is.
Sorry. Yeah, no, not really, but I was trying.
All right.
Also Chris Evans, who has the best sense of humor about everything, so we want to thank him for that.
Chris Evans should point out, though, that Chris Evans will not be at Dragon Con, at least this point.
He was at the West Coast Con, and this we saw about that West Coast Con. Chris Evans right now is not coming to Dragon Con. I am sure, however,
if
Mr. Evans wants to come, Dragon Con will work that out. So,
in our thoughts as we record this, our thoughts are with America's ass and the rest of California as it's going through an earthquake. That would mean, I guess, America's ass is shaking now. It's twerking by itself. I can't believe I've said so much of this. Fortunately, everyone so far has been safe, so there's been some damage, but yeah.
It's California. They're kind of used to it. It's like, oh, it's only a 6.2. I'm like, no.
It was a 7. Yeah, it was 7.
And like the follow-up one, was it yesterday that was 7?
Yeah, yeah. So the 6.4 is now the 4 shock, which for the longest time I kept thinking that, why is it they call it number 4? But it's F-O-R-E. It's
F-O-R-E.
The
before
shock.
Before.
Yeah. So now the 7.1 is the actual registered official earthquake, because it's all been part of the same earthquake, which is frightening, which is, again, anybody who lives out there, God bless you. I deal with hurricanes. I know hurricanes are coming.
Yeah.
You know, being here in Florida, I know when a hurricane is coming. Occasionally we'll get some storm that'll whip through that wasn't really known, but it's not, it's not as dangerous as, I don't know, my ceiling falling on my head.
Well, yeah. And it's kind of like, I lived in an area that had a really awful tornado when I was in high school, actually the first one my city had ever had, small town in South Carolina. And even with that, we got a little bit of a warning. Because all of a sudden the news channels, that's when you really didn't have as many channels as we do now. If you were watching TV, something came on and it's really time for, you know, there is a real possibility of tornadoes, and then you got one. So yeah, hurricanes and tornadoes, even though they're both can be very, where did that come from? Especially tornadoes. I can't imagine. I was in California for one on a work trip, and I think it was like a 5 point something. It was little compared for them. I remember lying on my bed in my hotel room, just like holding on, going, oh, please, please don't let anything fall on me. And they were all like, what, a 5? Oh, please, that's nothing. Come on, let's go. I'm like, okay, whatever. So now we're done. We really want to thank everybody for being here. I'm going as fast as you can.
All right. So what we do like to do at the end of these, we like to play a little game. This year, as I did last year, as it seems to work out really well. Oh, by the way, people that were asking where the live recording from last year's Dragon Con was for this
50
days. Somewhere. somewhere.
Man, I swear, this is not the first time.
Somewhere.
Ask him about the donut challenge.
Oh, it's somewhere. Anyway, things happen at Dragon Con. What happens at Dragon Con usually gets posted to YouTube. Except when it's not.
Try to remember it and tape it, but
yeah.
Oops.
So I spent a lot of time going through clearance after Christmas of this year. And I can show this to Lee. See this one here. $3.
Video game quiz. $3 at TJ Maxx. Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. That's so cool. The original price, hold on, let's see if I can pull back the original price on these. I think was like $12. hold on. Seeing if I can pull it back. There's a red sticker under this one, which is a blue.
Okay. That's been marked down a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's those things that go into people's stocking stuffers. That's for some reason they think that
a $12 stocking stuffer $12
is what you need for trivia cards.
Yeah, a $3 stocking stuffer, that would be great. Yeah.
This one says compare at $24. $14. Okay. They were selling it for $9. So. Or $9.99, so I guess technically $10. It says compare at $14. I don't know. You can see this one is like a sports card.
Sports one.
It's like 100. Or yes. 50 cards. It's only 50 cards. And
for $10.
Yeah. And no. Well, they said compare it at, $14. So it could have been $14.
Is your son going to be here to do this for
him? He's not here. He's a teenager. I think he's still asleep. I did text him. to see if he could be here, but I think he's still asleep.
Okay, wait, you're in the same house and you texted him?
Yeah, well, because we were recording or whatever, and plus, you know, I don't go into his room. But I also got all these clearance things from Go Games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but this actually has just a bunch of different ones in here that I've consolidated. So what we're going to do is, Lee, you're going to pick a number between 1 and, I don't know, 20, and then we'll figure out which deck we're going to play today. So we play a trivia game, by the way, at the end of these things.
Yeah, I figured that out. And what John likes to do is he used to really stack the deck against me, and now he's at
but
least
now,
a little...
Now that the deck is just stacked.
Yeah, now the deck is just stacked against all of us.
Yeah, I got against all lots of and lots of games.
17.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay, guys, that's how many of these little sets he has. He's picking out the 17th one. In
well,
the
like,
one
I, did loop around, I did loop around a little bit here. All right, so actually it's going to be movies trivia.
Cool.
All right, so the problem here is that I can't participate this time because the answers for these ones are literally right underneath there. So we are going to do, I'm going to put a timer on you. We're going to do 2 minutes.
Okay.
And see how many of these you can get through. You're going to have to keep track of how many you got right. So, because I can't do both.
Okay, wait. Okay, go.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Now I get that solved too.
You got something for that too?
Oh, I got something for that too. Yes. I got my little chips. So
my God.
I will just put one to the side every time you get a correct answer. So, in a professional podcast, we would have had this all prepared already. But, you know.
Yeah, well, this is the first one. We got 50 more of these till we get
it right. Till we're perfect. Yeah. So 2 minutes.
I'm actually
going to go
John,
on the clock.
I just want to say your desk must be a TARDIS because you just keep going, oh, I've got this here and I've got this here. And
There is everything all around my desk that I could possibly need. So we will.
2 minutes.
We will do. See, are they all the same? All right. So I'll give you a choice of even which genre you want to do. So. Ooh. On the movie trivia, you got 4 different options. A comedy cartoon, action adventure, drama musical, or horror sci-fi.
Ooh, action or horror sci-fi? Horror sci-fi.
Okay, so we're going to do all the horror sci-fis that we can all at once. Well, I guess I can just always just put the cards to one side, too. Oh, that'd make more sense, too. Since All right, so 2 minutes is going on the clock. The first question, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What are the aliens in District 9 nicknamed? Giraffes, prawns, or bugs?
Prawns.
Prawns, correct. A group of scientists finds a way to travel back in time in what low-budget movie? Primer, The Time Traveler, or Starship Troopers?
The Time Traveler.
No, Primer.
Oh.
Here's Johnny is a line from what horror film?
The Shining.
That's correct. What singer stars in Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome?
Tina Turner.
Correct. What silent film has been called the granddaddy of all Dracula movies?
Nosferatu.
Correct. Where were the aliens from in War of the Worlds?
Mars.
Correct. What film earned Brad Pitt his first Academy Award nomination?
I'm going to need the 3 films, sorry.
No, that there's no option. That's not an option.
Oh, it doesn't give me that. Thelma and Louise.
Nope. It was 12 Monkeys.
Yeah. Okay. That makes
sense. What career does Arnold Schwarzenegger choose to make his, choose for his make-believe vacation in Total Recall? Sorry. Spy, Hollywood star, or athlete?
Oh, spy.
Yeah. I read that one horribly. What 1978 remake does Donald Sutherland, Jeff Goldblum, and Leonard Nimoy?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Stars them. Yeah. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Correct. What 80s horror film, horror features the line, they're here.
Poltergeist.
Yes, that's correct. What type of planet is Aliens 3 set on?
A prison planet.
Correct. Wow. Last question, probably. What was a 2012 prequel to Aliens called?
Prometheus.
That is correct. Prometheus. All right. Hey, so you only missed 2, and got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 correct. 10 out of 12.
And I, for 10 out of 12 isn't bad. And actually probably about 7 of those, I knew it before you gave me the little potential guess.
Yeah, if I was reading them correctly, that would have been nice too, because I'm trying to do three things at once. But cool. So yeah, so that's what we'll do. We'll do that with our guests, and Lee will compete against them to see. Usually we'll just do, you know, 5 questions each or something like that, but or first to 5. So that's a
something
preview.
Fun to do as we end it. And the other thing, John, before we go, because you're about to do this, but you know, if people have questions that they'd love us to ask people, or things they want to hear about, or just overall questions that we can maybe help them with, how could they get in touch with us on the 50 Days podcast?
That's a good question. You can email 50days@theuniquegeek.com, and I need to make sure that that's still functioning. 50days@theuniquegeek.com. You can also visit our Facebook group, which is The Unique Geek. You can post questions there over on that. Well, it's actually a page and a group. I don't know. The weird Facebook. Just look for The Unique Geek. You can find it there. It's also listed in, go over to theuniquegeek.com, and you will have links to those areas. Also, you can, if you want to leave a voicemail, which we love having, you can call us at 813-3210-TUG. That stands for The Unique Geek. It's not some sort of countdown to something else. 813-3210-TUG, or also known as 813-3210-884. That's the number 8, followed by the number 8, followed by the number 4. So any of those things, the email, 50days@theuniquegeek.com, and visit theuniquegeek.com, and you can see all this stuff and blah, 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 blah.
It's always good. We're all going to be on there. That's what he's going to put it on. I also will say we have a great group of fans. Thank you all who say this is kind of how they start their countdown for Dragon Con. It's, trust me, it's how John and I start ours. As I said, holy cow, it is almost.
We've already had a couple of people remind us that 50 Days is coming up. Yes, we know. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, we know.
Although I must admit, there was one year, several years ago, where Regina, one of the senior directors, sent an email saying, hey, by the way, I'm not sure if you know this. And we're like, oh, actually, I did not know this.
Actually, we didn't realize that it starts
in just a couple of days. Oh, it does. Just out of curiosity here, let's see how you would have done with the sports trivia, which you are one away from getting. The name bobsled comes from the fact that the sport's first track race. Excuse me. This is true or false. The name bobsled comes from the fact that the sport's first racetrack was owned by a man named Bob.
False.
That's correct. It is false. Who is the first man to win 5 consecutive Wimbledon men's single titles?
Bjorn Borg?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even have to give you the three possibilities. Which teams were finalists at the first World Baseball Classic tournament in 2006? Which teams were finalists at that?
I would say U.S. and I'm trying to think of another team, maybe U.S. and Japan.
You would have been half right. It was Japan and Cuba.
I was wondering about Cuba and some of the other Central America areas. Yeah,
these get progressively harder. And what year did Brett Anthony Joshua win the IBF World Heavyweight title by beating American Charles Martin within 2 rounds?
2013. I have
2016. How could you be so wrong? I can't believe that you were so wrong. Wow, those ones got progressively harder as they went along.
Yeah, I don't like those. I don't like those questions.
Well, that's what you got to look forward to if someone happens to pick sports.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Anyway.
What? 14? Nobody picked 14. Got it. Nobody picked 14.
So, well, the things get moved around on my desk all the time, so I never know what order they're going to be.
That's true.
All right. So until next time, this is John for Lee saying, see you at Dragon Con and peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek.
to leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter at @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.
So that's a wrap on the first one.
Oh, and here's my scar.